just to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind.
This is Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I get to be here in the studio 3 hours earlier than normal, which is actually so nice because usually it feels so late when I'm here, and today it feels like a normal late-ish hour. Everyone is on spring break, and a lot of people are away, so they've been giving up their shows. So I got to slide into an earlier spot, and that's awesome. And this is going to be actually a two-hour show, an extravaganza, if you will. And the theme today is going to be female R&B artists. And it's going to be... We're going to start... Well, we started with Aretha Franklin, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. So we're going to start with some, like, you know, older, more quote-unquote historical. That feels like the wrong word. Some OG, I guess. And then we'll move into, like, more modern people. Yeah, that's it for now. So we're going to do a few kind of setting the stage songs, and, this next one is Real Love by Mary J. Blige.
We'll be right back. strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo. This is Wyclef Refugee Camp. Criswell. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
about to check this one right here. About to do this one. All the kids, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters. You know, the regular people.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, yeah.
And the ones on time won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Okay, you just heard Everything is Everything by Miss Lauryn Hill, and before that was another song by her, but on a joint album with the Fugees, called Killing Me Softly with his song. And then How Will I Know by Whitney Houston and Real Love by Mary J. Blige. So that's what I'm saying is the extremely non-comprehensive, it's where we're grounding from. But I feel like those artists span a pretty big range. Aretha Franklin is known as the Queen of Soul. Mary J. Blige is known as the Queen of Hip Hop Soul and the Queen of R&B, double queen. And Whitney Houston is known as, quote, the voice, which I looked this up and I've never seen that, but I think it's kind of awesome. Like, capital T, capital V, the voice. And Rolling Stone actually just this year ranked her second on their list of the greatest singers of all time. And I'm actually going to check who they put first because I'm interested. But yeah, that's a little place to ground us. And then Lauryn Hill, I just love. So I'm putting her, I gave her two slots. It was honestly really hard to narrow this down because there's so much good music and there's so many super, super talented artists. Okay, so, well, I looked at the list, but Whitney Houston is actually not second. So I think Wikipedia is lying, but they put, wow, this is a long list. And they, you know, they did that thing where they put 100 first and then you have to scroll through all 100 to get to number one. That is my pet peeve when websites do that. Okay, well, they put Aretha Franklin first, but not Mary J. Blige second. Second, Ray Charles. Third, Elvis Presley. Fourth, Sam Cooke. Fifth, John Lennon. Sixth, Marvin Gaye. No need for me to be reading this right now, actually. But interesting. She's actually not on here. So this is a tangent that's actually inaccurate. I wonder where she is on this list. I don't know. Whitney. She's 34. All right. Well, Wikipedia gave her a stronger vote of confidence than Rolling Stone did, but... Oh, wait. Okay. This is because... Wow. I'm really spiraling here. I was looking at the list from 2008, but to be honest, I'm not really sure how the list changes. Like, how does she go up? I guess she made more music, so then maybe they think that she got better. Anyway, okay, tangent over. We're going to get back to the music. We're going to do a couple more, like, early 2000s, Alicia Keys and Mariah Carey, and then it's Beyonce time, so get excited. Yeah, this is You Don't Know My Name.
Yeah. I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. And I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. Cell phone breaking. Hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say? I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Why you so obsessed with me? And boy, I wanna know, lying that you're
So that was Obsessed by Mariah Carey and You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys. And that brings us into the 2000s. The Alicia Keys song is from her 2003 album called The Diary of Alicia Keys, and the Mariah Carey song is from her 2009 album Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. And I actually remember when I was 8 that album came out, because I had older cousins who were super into Mariah Carey, and I mean just like all the like early 2000s artists that were kind of in that genre, and I remember them like talking about it, and it was like coming out, it was this big thing, and then they got the CD and we were like at their house for dinner and they like played the CD for me, and I remember that super vividly. I honestly owe them a lot of my young childhood, like Avril Lavigne and Gwen Stefani and Lady Gaga, and they were like super into all those people. And the older one had like a sweet 16 birthday party, and we got the like party favor was CDs, which honestly, like, I just like think about that and I think it's so awesome. Like, I wish that CDs were, you know, still kicking. To like go to a party and get a CD would be so sweet. But we got a CD as a party favor, and then that was like the CD that we would play in the car. Like, my family would play it in the car, and it had so many good songs, a lot of them in this kind of genre and era. And I just like loved that CD. So that's my little story. And on that note, we're going to talk about fresh fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. My takeaway from that is that I didn't think that black cherries were real. I thought it was like a blue raspberry. Like, it's only like a flavor. It's not like a real fruit. But I don't know. I think I would say B is for bananas before black cherries, but I guess they are real fruits. And on that note, it is Beyonce time. She has so much music. I was like, I don't even know how to do this, because she could have more than a show. She could have like a whole semester of shows. But I'm going to play a smattering from 3 albums, a song from 4, which is 2011, song from Beyonce, which is 2014, and a song from Renaissance, which of course is 2022. So hopefully that'll be a little bit of an overview. And we're going to start off with Best Thing I Never Had.
What goes around comes back around. Hey,
my baby.
What goes around.
Different from when your hands are in mine.
that's just the way it is. Yeah. And when my voice is screaming out to my own ears, that feels different from when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. And when I'm standing in this mirror after all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I guess I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward, a subtle power,
superpower,
a tough love,
superpower,
like a shark,
superpower.
Tough love.
And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down.
Couldn't slow us down. I thought I couldn't live without you. Us down, they can't break us down. And just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love. Laws of the world tell us what goes sky and what falls. It's a superpower. The laws of the world never stopped us once, 'cause together we got plenty superpower. A subtle power. Too much to bear.
And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down.
Couldn't slow us
down.
I thought I could live without you.
System.
I'm one of one. I'm number one. I'm the only one. Don't even waste your time trying to compete with me. No one else in this world can think like me. I'm twisted, how contradicted. Keep him addicted. Lies on his lips, I lick it. Unique? That's what you are. Stilettos kicking vintage crystal off the bar. Category, bad bitch, I'm the bar. Alien superstar. Whip, whip.
I'm too classy for this world forever.
On eyes on you when you perform, eyes on I when I put on masterminded haute couture, label horse can't clock. I'm so obscure, masterpiece genius, drip intravenous, patty cake on Maris, Tiffany blue billboards over the ceiling.
Unique.
We don't like plain, always dreamed of paper planes. I'll have when I rodeo, then I come down and take off again.
Unique.
You see pleasure in my glare. Look over my shoulder and you ain't scared. The effects you have on me when you stare. Head on a pillow, hike it in the air. I'm too classy for this world. Forever I'm that girl. Beat you diamonds and pearls.
Diamonds beneath my thighs, where his ego will find bliss. Can't find an ocean deep that can compete with a cinnamon kiss. Fire beneath your feet, music when you speak, you're so unique.
Unique.
That's what you are. Lingerie reflecting off the mirror on the bar. Category, sexy bitch, I'm the bar. Alien superstar.
We dress a certain way, we walk a certain way, we talk a certain way, we paint a certain way, we make love a certain way. You know, all of these things we do in a different, unique, specific way that is personally ours.
Reaching out to the solar system, we flying over, bullshit, we flying over, supernatural love up in the air. Shit, Casanova, superstar, supernova, power pulling closer, special man, and why he over here.
Okay, a little Beyonce folk today. That was Best Thing I Never Had from 4, and then Superpower, which is featuring Frank Ocean on her self-titled album, Beyonce, and then Alien Superstar from her most recent Renaissance, which is definitely one of my favorites, and I think just, she's just so talented. I'm obsessed with her in every capacity. She just, the voice, the lyrics, the range, the longevity, could go on and on. And now we are going to do, well, I guess, I think I'm supposed to say this every hour, even though it'll still be me in the next hour. So this is Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is the end of our first hour, but we're going right on through. I realized, like, I should have done, or I could have done, like, two halves, but I didn't think about that until right now, so that's not what it is. Yeah, but we're just gonna keep going. We're gonna move into Rihanna. Similarly, I'm gonna play an older song from Good Girl Gone Bad, which is her album from 2008. I think it's her, yeah, her first, wait, confirming on the Spotify page. It is her, no, it's not her first album. Wait. Yes, it is. I think it is. They put it in, wait, I'm confused by the Spotify order that's happening right now. I think it's her first album. Yeah. We're gonna go with that. No, it's not. Okay, sorry. Her first album is Music of the Sun, 2005, the one where she's staring really intensely. I recognize the picture. I did not know what that one was called. Then she has a 2006 album, and then it's Good Girl Gone Bad. And it actually came out in 2007, but the song that I pulled is like, they did like a reloaded version. So it says 2008. But anyway, yeah. And then two songs from Anti, because it's just so good, and also because she literally hasn't put out music in so many years, and I want it. But she's also having a baby, and she just had a baby, so I'm giving her a break. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so, yeah, this is Disturbia.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Disease of the mind.